brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to another suds segment where when we remember when you tell, when you could tell autumn was on the way, when the days started to get a bit shorter, the leaves started to change, but now you know it's on the way when the freaking pumpkin beers have been out for a month. I can't believe I just said that. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
Hello, how are you?
Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, it was, I was trying to get COVID, but that didn't work, so I'm here.
Trying to get COVID. The lengths our co-hosts will go to avoid me.
It would have been maybe better than what we're about to do, but we'll see.
Optimistic.
At least he would have lost his sense of taste.
Right?
Oh.
I thought that happened a long time ago.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, good old boy Drew, what's shaking?
Soon to be my blood sugar level after I consume all of the small amounts of pumpkin and large amounts of sugar. I'm anticipating, yes. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Diabetic shock incoming.
Yes, nice. Yes, yes. Good old boy Dave, hello.
Wet dream tomato.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
That just happened.
Wow.
Wow.
That did just happen. Okay. Well, around this time of year, every year, we try to do a show featuring seasonal beers. Some years it's fest beers, some years it's fresh hop beers, but this year, well, good old boy Dave was in charge. So, good old boy Dave decided to extend his questionable decision-making just a little bit further than usual, in case it couldn't get any further than usual. So, we're drinking pumpkin beers this year, and I use the term pumpkin beer loosely because I'm not certain some of these beers have pumpkin anywhere other than in the name or on the can.
And are they beer?
That's
right.
Yeah. Another.
Well, we have a Cicerone here, so he can tell us.
Well, fair, fair. Okay. So, good old boy Kendall, why don't you give us the awesome lineup for today?
Sure. The 15, and I said 15 pumpkin beers we'll Woo-hoo! Be tasting and discussing
Send help.
Today are from Shipyard in Portland, Maine, Pumpkinhead Wheat Ale with Pumpkin Spices. From Lexington Brewing and Distilling in Lexington, Kentucky, the Kentucky Pumpkin Barrel Ale. From our friends in St. Louis, Schlafly Brewing's Pumpkin Ale. From Lakewood, New York, we have three contenders. The Pumpkin Imperial Pumpkin Ale. From Southern Tier, and also their caramel version of the Pumpkin Imperial Pumpkin Ale. And we also have the Warlock Imperial Pumpkin Stout. Looks a little bit different than the rest. I like that one. Let's see here. We've got Elysian Brewing's out of Seattle, the Night Owl Pumpkin Ale from Boston Beer and Boston, Mass. Sam Adams Jacko Pumpkin Ale from Frog Alley Brewing in Schenectady, New York, Woo-hoo! The Harvest Ale. From Asheville, North Carolina's Highwire, the Spice Walla Pumpkin Latte 10W40 Imperial Stout. Wow, that's a lot of words.
That is.
From Akron, Ohio's Hoppin' Frog, the Frog Hollow Double Pumpkin Ale. In Newport, Oregon, we have Rogue Ale's Pumpkin Patch Ale brewed with roasted pumpkins. Fort Collin and Asheville's New Belgian Brewing, we have the Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin Spicy.
Is it the bomb?
From our... Hometown of Nashville, Tennessee, Fat Bottoms Jackie Pumpkin Ale. Longmont, California's Left Hand Brewing's Nitro Pumpkin Spice Latte Pumpkin Ale with spices and coffee. And wow.
Two lattes.
That's a
latte lattes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, another fun fact for this episode is that we are covering coast to coast. We do have, you know, we're representing the East Coast and we're representing that West Coast too.
Because everyone everywhere makes bad decisions.
True. Very true. Okay. Good old boy, Drew. Why don't you hit us with the ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these questionable pumpkin beers with the Suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1. That sucks. Give me anything but another pumpkin beer. Unfortunately, there's 14 more. 2. Was that a belch? Hard to tell with all the pumpkin spice in the air. Ooh. It's beginning to smell a lot like burping. 3. Ah, what a relief. It'll be another 4 years before that SOB Dave makes us do this again. We can hope.
Yes.
4. A body should really not make the sound of a ripe pumpkin when you thump it. Impressive. 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me some Malort to wash this taste out of my mouth.
What a palate cleanser.
Absolutely. I would rather drink Malort than pumpkin beers any day.
I shots, almost bought shots, a bottle of Malort the other day.
Oh, please. Let's do a Malort show.
Okay.
Just wait, there's more than one?
Just drink no, it over I don't think and over.
So, but we could just drink it over and over.
We could put cicadas in some of it.
Just mix Malort into stuff.
Hey, there's a new book about Malort out.
Is there really?
From our friend Josh, I think it's Josh Knoll, the former Chicago I think maybe Tribune writer.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. But
Tribune,
Yes, Tribune. But he's got a new book. I don't know if it's out or coming out, but it's going to be all about Malort, which I'm really excited to read.
Hmm. Wow. Maybe that would help explain a lot.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. Are we ready?
No. Yeah. Can we talk about Malort some more?
Well, explain the premise.
Okay. So we already know that there may be some pumpkins involved. We already know that there may be some lactose involved. And we already know that there's going to be some spices involved. So I thought it would be cool to do a blind tasting. Because we already know what it is. So, and there may or may not be a curveball thrown in, too. But I have the list, and we are going to proceed from A to O. Okay, so let's get started with A, folks.
It's pretty. It's got a nice creamy head, golden brown.
Drew's afraid to touch it. You have to pick it up, Drew. You have to pick up the cup.
Oh, no, I already tried that one.
Okay, the color is, dare I say, maybe a little bit on the light side of things for pumpkin life.
Yeah, kind of a low amber, deep gold.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Yeah.
All I can say about it.
The smell isn't overpowering. Obnoxious.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? I said smell.
I know the smells, but the smell tells you what's coming, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but we know what's coming.
Well,
there's no way of getting around this.
On the note of what's coming, I've cheated and moved ahead a little bit.
Oh.
This one's great, Kendall.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't like it.
We have to stick with one at a time.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, so Kendall, what is the primary thing you're tasting right now?
Just a lot of that pumpkin spice. Yeah. Overdone pumpkin spice. It's just overwhelming.
I was going to say bile, but
No, on it's the rough. Front of the palate, not
my,
the back.
Yeah. My gorge is rising.
Okay, so from a girly perspective on this, it's pleasant because it's smooth. Okay?
It is smooth. I'll give you that.
I mean,
it slides right in. It's going to slide right out.
It's not sickly sweet.
No. You
know, compared to some. No, it's not overly sweet at all. No, maybe I think some of the sweetness would maybe balance out some of that overwhelming spice.
Yeah, it is. It is really spicy, but it's it is. It does have a decent amount of spice.
This is like somebody took a Miller Lite and put a spoonful of pumpkin spice blend in it and sort of stirred it up.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that there's no real pumpkin taste to it. You know, it's like when you when you get an apple pie and you're excited about tasting the apples in the apple pie, but instead you get the spices that go with the mm-hmm. apple pie, and then you're just sort of like let right. down. This is that. Yeah, this is that. And it's, yeah, and this, I don't know. As I taste it, the smoothness is kind of getting unsettling. Is that wrong? Mm. Oh, okay. What shall we rate?
Dude, I mean, we might as well just set the bar where it's at, right? I mean.
Yeah, okay. We are going to rate this a 1. And what this one happens to be is from Longmont, Colorado. And it is the Left Hand Pumpkin Spice Latte Nitro.
Do better, Left Hand.
Do better.
Yeah, 7%, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, 7% ABV pumpkin ale with spices and coffee.
There was coffee in that?
Allegedly.
I don't get it.
Whatever. You sure you didn't pick the wrong
one? The letter? Blondest of like blonde roast?
No, I didn't. And it says right on here, pumpkin ale with spices and coffee added.
You know what? That's...
It was across the table from
us. Isn't there a law about truth in advertising?
Yeah, the coffee is just overwhelmed by the spice, even if it's there. Ugh.
I mean, maybe they were trying to make a Starbucks-y, you know, version.
There's your problem right there.
Of a coffee. Right. I know.
Thank you, Seattle.
No, but do you...
Pick better role models.
You know what I mean? Walmart. Maybe because the way the can is, you know, with the little latte-looking thing.
Let's just
move. Okay, fine. All right, let's get on to B. It's
better looking.
Yeah, it smells... I like the smell of this.
Not bad. But okay. It's balanced.
So color-wise, this is like what I would expect out of a pumpkin ale.
Yeah.
Like this is almost more copper. The color. Yeah, more the color.
If the first one had been more like this one.
Really not much on aroma, though. Like I'm not getting hit with anything.
No.
Well, we'll return in just a minute with more.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we're kicking it into the new season, and we are doing a blind tasting of, well, a couple pumpkin beers.
Nothing says fall like 100 degrees outside.
When you look at the tray of beers in front of you, it's like the colors of fall.
It is.
It is.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Best time of year.
Yeah. It is.
But then you start tasting them, and it gets ugly from there.
It gets ugly. Okay. Well, right before the break, we start. Oh, well, and let me do a brief. All these are blind. I mean, we know that they're all pumpkin ales, but I poured them out already. So you guys don't exactly know which one is which in case there are a closet pumpkin aficionado here at the table. Doubtful, but
I have an interesting pumpkin fact.
Yeah. What's the pumpkin fact?
Pumpkin comes from the Greek word pepon, which means large melon.
Large nut?
Melon. Okay.
Gigantic
gourd.
You know
what? You are getting that hearing aid for Christmas this year. It's time.
Oh, thanks. Okay. So before the break, we started B, mm-hmm. Which we can all agree is a little bit more of a normal color that we would expect.
I would say B for better than A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely, right?
You know, I feel about pumpkin beers the way I feel about hazy IPAs. I hate most of them because they're not made very well. But this one is decent. I still don't know if I could drink a pint just because I don't generally like this much spiciness.
I'd get a small pour.
But if you are a pumpkin fan, this is a decent beer. It's very well balanced. The spice is there, but it's very subtle, and it works really well with everything else, and it still tastes like a beer.
Would you pair this with anything?
A spoonful of whipped cream?
Maybe. You know what? Maybe.
I mean, I'd eat it after Thanksgiving dinner with some cheesecake or something if I didn't want to eat pumpkin pie.
Absolutely.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but it's really like a niche field on what you can have with this beer.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, we are going to rate this one a 3. Shocking that we can raise 3 fingers for a pumpkin beer. Now, what's also going to be shocking is this one was in a bottle. And it is the Night Owl Pumpkin Ale from Elysian.
Really? Wow.
6.7% ABV.
Well done, Budweiser.
So, right?
You got one right.
Yeah. So it's brewed with pumpkin, roasted in raw pumpkin seeds, and spiced in conditioning with nutmeg, clove, cinnamon, ginger, and allspice.
Wow.
Interesting. This won gold at GABF in 2022.
I can believe
that.
Not
surprised.
For
what it is.
In the category.
Right. Yeah.
In the category, it's very well made and a fairly tasty beer.
If it was going up against that left-hand beer, it absolutely won gold.
Yep.
So. Well, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Got any more fun facts for us, good old boy Dave?
Pumpkins are like beer. They're about 90% water.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think that they...
Aren't like, most things 90% water, though?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Look, some of these facts are not necessarily fun, but they are facts.
Not rocks.
Wow. Okay.
Well, that's fair.
All right, moving on. Let's go to C.
There's always one in every group, Drew.
Yeah.
It's usually me.
Okay. I mean, C's same in that color of being...
Doesn't smell as good as B, but it...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some spice that's a little overwhelming.
This one's a little more aggressive.
It's got a little... fakey, chemically kind of spiciness to it. It's a little off.
It's almost sour. Like, and not in like a good, I intend this to be sour, but like in a sickly, like...
Like it's turnt.
And not up.
Yeah, it's just... I don't
this
know.
This beer smells funky.
It's like they used the pumpkin spice extract and we're picking up some of that.
It's actually probably a really good... how many of these beers are using, pumpkin flavoring from, Dow Chemical Corp, as opposed to
how many breweries went to the grocery store at the end of after Thanksgiving last year and bought all the pumpkin stuff that was about to get expired and saved it for this year to make their pumpkin beers.
Yeah. This one's a little creamier than the previous one. And I'm wondering if overall I'm feeling like I need to have a crisper pumpkin to like make it tolerable, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the last one, it was a little, even though it had a sweetness to it, it finished cleaner and drier.
Yeah. And I think that's what made
crispy.
It. Crispy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What it was. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And this is just... Yeah, there's some spice in here that's sort of just overwhelming everything.
Watered down pumpkin liqueur.
I'm almost wondering if it's maybe what the base beer on this is, too. Like, if there's something, like they just kind of slapped something together because they knew they were going to cover it up with pumpkins.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. What shall we rate this?
Yeah, it's better than the first one, but
I disagree. So two. Interesting. Now, this one is from Akron, Ohio.
There's no way. This should be 37% ABV then.
It's 8.4% ABV. It is Frog's Hollow Double Pumpkin Ale.
Hmm.
You know what? It didn't even make my tongue go numb. Can't believe it's Hopping Frog.
There's a place just south they call Frog's Hollow with cauldrons of fire in fall, and they only speak in whispers of the name. There's a brewery, they say, who has the secret of spices picked just right. With a crying shout, they'll knock it out and hand you this Frog's Delight.
If the taste of this beer is an indicator, I would say the Frog's Hollow is located just south of the frog's stomach.
I think Hop and Frog should stick with their classic dark beers and pumpkin up one of those. I think it might have turned out better because
they can make a good pumpkin stout.
They make great stouts, and a good pumpkin stout is what I kind of expected from them. So I think they should try one of those.
Do better. Do better.
Okay. Moving on. You got another fun fact?
Shake my hips just a little bit more.
Pumpkin fact. So in the U.S., they grow like 1.5 billion tons of pumpkins a year.
Oh.
And of that, like 800 tons or whatever are ripe and available in October.
Wow.
Yeah. But like, what are you going to do with pumpkin the whole rest of the year? So where's that other 700 going?
Can it?
Maybe there's some crazy person that likes to have pumpkin all year round.
I eat pumpkin pie every
week. Or maybe there's people that want to practice their pumpkin pie to have it perfect for Thanksgiving. I don't know. Hmm. Okay. Let's move on to D. And D is dark.
Oh, wait. G. What the hell?
It's good.
Oh, wait. Where? What? Oh.
There you go, Dave.
Would be drinking the wrong beers this whole time. That would have been hilarious.
Okay.
I don't know. Wow. I kind of like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Kinda. This has got a neat roast on it. Like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got an idea which one I think this one is because there's only two dark beers in the fight. But
I know, and you're probably right.
But it's not bad. I honestly think pumpkin works better in a dark beer than it does these more caramelly
beers.
Yeah. And agreed. Most everybody goes with the traditional pumpkin ale, but I think pumpkin stouts really can work.
All right, so wait. When you're saying pumpkin goes better with dark beers, do you mean pumpkin or pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, but also
the meat.
Okay,
the
so fruit. Both. I mean, both things.
But both, yeah. If you're going to spice one up, the flavors of a stout to me work more, you know, much better.
Because they can kind of carry it and balance it out.
Yeah, and it gives a little more balance. It's a little more interesting. That roast can balance it out. And if you don't overdo the pumpkin spice, it can be a nice flavor.
Yeah. I was trying to find a pumpkin, like a farmhouse ale or Saison or something, because I thought that would be an interesting take to see. Like, if it was just pumpkin, the flesh of a pumpkin.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a great idea. You know, that'd be a fun one to brew.
Yeah. But, no.
So this one, I'm getting coffee.
Yeah.
I mean.
Mm-hmm.
My main gripe on this one is not the flavor. It's there's not a lot of body to it. It's kind of.
Oh, really?
Because
I feel like
me.
It's kind of creamy.
I don't get that.
Oh?
I don't know.
It's a little creaminess, but it's not thick. There's not that.
No.
Not that
no.
viscosity you get from a big Russian Imperial Stout.
Right. But this is, I mean, compared to what we've had up to this point, I like, as much as we liked the Elysian pumpkin ale, this one, I think I like better because of it having that roast, like the coffee-ness, which is making me think,
this one's not bad. There's more to
like
it.
Roasting. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to solid, 4.
Sure.
All right, let's go 4 with it. What? Now, Kendall, you want to take a stab at what you think this might be?
Yeah, I think that was the one from Highwire.
No.
Really?
Warlock.
Warlock.
That was Warlock. Yep. I don't remember Warlock having that much coffee in it.
Maybe it's just this particular year maybe they got a bad or maybe a
good,
very robust pumpkin. Yeah. So
but it was good. I've always enjoyed Warlock because of that dark stout with pumpkin thing. And to me, it's one of the original pumpkin stouts.
Yeah. Well, okay. So for those of you that don't know, what we're talking about is Southern Tier Brewing Company's Warlock, which has been around for a while. Yep, it's 8%, 8.6%, ABV. Warlock is dark and mysterious, flavors of pumpkin ale, or pumpkin pie laced with coffee and dark chocolate melt together into something magical. And honestly, I think they're right in saying that. So pumpkin, dark roast, coffee is the way to go so far. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of the best. Okay.
I thought it was a hopping frog, to be 100%. Let's say with Kendall.
Well, because okay, I thought it was more coffee. This tastes like something that hopping frog would do, you know, because with all the barrels that Hoppin' Frog has, why wouldn't they put a barrel, like do a barrel?
Missed opportunity, yeah. Hoppin' Frog.
Well, okay. Or maybe it's just not what we found here.
Yeah, that's true. At the maybe time. They do have one. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on. Let's go to E.
Random fun fact about pumpkins. They are grown on every continent except Antarctica.
Really?
Well, if they're 90% water, I bet Antarctica, that'd be a mess.
Frozen? Be a heavy.
But I mean, what's the difference between the other, like, aren't both poles cold?
Well, the Arctic doesn't really have land.
It's not. Yeah. It's mostly
nice sea ice. And
okay. Is there a little room? We could try something. Wow. I'm being funny. Okay. What do we think of...
I don't think much of this.
Okay, well, this one...
yeah, not at
folks,
all.
Folks, is light on the spectrum.
It's...
I mean...
Bud Light light.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it really does. It tastes like a light beer version of a pumpkin ale with some weird fake pumpkin spice.
Some kind of vegetal...
Yeah. Going
on. And not in a good way.
Like you're drinking it out of a soup can.
Oh, this is BPA. Very vegetal. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like green beanie ish.
Yes.
This is what happens when you got a bad can that you just opened up. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's almost bordering on like yam.
I'm so angry.
Yeah, this is not very good.
I think if you have to put.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. And the spices?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
So we should probably just go ahead and
get it out of the way.
I think we all know.
Okay, they're saying zero. They're giving me the zero, but we gotta go with one. Yeah.
Pretend it didn't happen.
I'm trying to think which one this one.
Yeah, any ideas what this could be?
God.
Samuel Adams.
That's what I was thinking originally.
No, though.
But it's not high enough ABV to be Atomic Pumpkin.
No.
No, Fat Bottom?
Because it is very watery. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, is it? It's not Pumpkinhead, is it? From Shipyard?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's sad.
Honestly, that doesn't surprise me.
I thought they made pretty good beers.
I've never liked Pumpkinhead.
I mean, they've been making it for forever. You would figure it would be better, right?
Maybe people in Portland like it.
Stockholm syndrome.
But here's the thing, though. We've had our favorite one so far is the Warlock, which is dark roast. You know, not exactly like super super high ABV, but decent ABV. The Pumpkinhead from Shipyard, which is in Maine, is 4.5% ABV.
Wow, okay. That is low.
So, right. But what I'm wondering is, with it being so low ABV, and with it being this color, did they do a pumpkin lager? You know what I mean? As opposed to a pumpkin ale? And is that maybe what's throwing me off?
It says wheat ale.
Yeah, it's a right wheat beer.
Oh, wheat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I think that's part of the problem.
The wheat's so light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. Wheat's a weird flavor in a beer, so it does weird stuff. I don't think.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, there's that. Okay.
That was E.
That was E. So, fun fact, there are over 45 different kinds of pumpkins.
Really?
Yeah. Shipyard must have used like the the dumpkin or something. I don't know, some kind of
okay. Wow. That's impressive.
Great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so F is in along the same lines as the previous.
This is
it's
much
on the
better.
Lighter
much
side. Better.
This is so much. This is actually
for a lighter pumpkin ale. This is much better. And it's fairly well balanced. It's it works.
Yeah, this is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Not this overly just a sweet.
Nice beer.
Wow.
No, yeah. Not overly sweet, not overly spicy. It's just enough.
Yeah.
That little fall feeling.
This should be the new beer of fall.
Mm,
for
no.
For the show.
Well, let's not
push this
it.
Episode
for
right
today.
Now. For today.
For the best part about pumpkin minutes. Beer season is it's also fest beer season.
True.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if choosing between the two, right?
Yeah, this one's kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
I'm really
not terrible.
I'm getting like pumpkin vegetaliness on the nose a bit. So, you know, that kind of has me worried about previous. But then tasting it, it's got this very light little creaminess to it. But it's
tastes like a beer.
It's yeah, mm-hmm. It does. It's beer flavored beer with a bit of pumpkin.
Yeah. Not bad at all.
Okay. What shall we rate this?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. We're rating this guy a 4. Wait, is that our second? Did we rate the
Warlock? Warlock.
Wow. Dude.
Oh, I didn't save any for my cuvee. Dadgummit.
Oh, here. You want my... Here, take mine. Okay, so do we have any idea what this is?
No clue.
There you go.
You sure?
I'm going to say this is the Sam Adams.
I was going to guess Rogue.
Yeah, I was going to guess Rogue.
That's really sweet of you to think Rogue, but it's close to home.
Oh, is this Jackie? Oh,
really? Fat Bottom?
This is Fat
Bottom. Wow.
Good job, Fat Bottom. Yeah.
That's actually a decent pumpkin beer.
Right? So
Fat Bottom made a good beer. Wow. I'm just kidding, guys.
A good pumpkin.
Yeah, they've been making great beer for a little while now.
Yeah.
They've made some changes over there.
They stepped up their game.
And mm-hmm. Everything's been stepped up a bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
This one is called Jackie. I don't know who Jackie is, but she's doing something right. It boasts subtle pumpkin flavor that is perfectly balanced with fall spices, and this is 6.6% ABV. To me, though, this doesn't taste 6.6%.
It doesn't. I would have guessed 5-ish.
Yeah, like in that vein. Yeah, really, wow, this is really impressive. Good for them. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Good old gal Juliana decided to leave because she was sick of pumpkin beers. So just to recap, we are blind tasting 15 pumpkin-ish sort of kind of beers today. Now, the first two segments, we made it through a grand total of 6 of the 15. So in the third segment, we will be talking less, drinking more, and rating these last 9.
Woo-hoo!
All right, let's get to...
G.
Number G.
Mm. Yeah, number G. I like that.
Mm. Well, I think I know what this one is.
And I do
don't
too.
Like it.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
Ooh, it's
Yeah.
This is potpourri from the 70s.
You remember the face I made earlier? This is the one.
This
and caramel. And lots of caramel.
Yeah. And fake caramel at that.
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't know if it could get worse, but it did.
Okay, yeah, we're done. You're a 1.
Oh.
Is that the Southern Tier?
Yeah,
had to be.
Yeah.
It
that
is.
That caramel does not work.
No. Do better.
Holy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All
okay, right. Everyone needs a water break.
I don't. Maybe H will wash the taste of G out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the caramel pumpkin, 8.6% ABV. smooth, rich, luscious caramel intertwines with cinnamon, nutmeg, and pie crust
notes.
None
of that. Notes?
It did none of those things.
No.
It's all lies. All
right. It says it's delightful.
No, that's a lie. H. Everybody get the
run.
H.
Just, yeah.
Just run away.
H is a slight improvement. There's no slight, fake caramel.
H is a decent pumpkin beer. Not, you know.
Kendall, okay, better, nice color.
Have you been invasion by the body snatcher?
I think something broke inside of me with G. I don't know.
It just set the bar so low.
Yeah, I think G set the bar so low that okay. H is a
What are three. We going with H in terms of?
A three?
Okay. All right, cool.
What is it?
H is the Lexington Brewing Kentucky Pumpkin Barrel Ale.
10% ABV. Oof.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what, okay.
Yeah, okay. Right.
It's not bad.
Okay, so I lighter in color. Mm-hmm. Not much on the nose.
Now this is sort of
a little
delightful.
More spicy than I like, but not
semi-pleasant.
Yeah, there's no really off-putting flavors or out of things that are out of character.
It's not as well balanced as that.
Okay, you're getting a little like spice, spice sharpness.
Yep. I know what that is now.
I know what this one is. Spice burn in the back of my throat.
Don't, that doesn't go with pumpkin.
This one has a skeleton on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. That boy. That burn lingers.
I like
that
it.
Is weird.
I like
pepper and beer, but not not that.
Okay. Right. So majority rules that this is going to be a 2.
Boo.
However, Dave can have all of ours.
Yes.
Ooh. Excuse me.
How's it taste on the way back?
Burned its way right back out.
So, in case we don't know what this is.
Wow, that's gorgeous.
This is the Voodoo Ranger.
New Belgium Brewing Voodoo Atomic Pumpkin Spicy Beer.
Which,
in previous versions, it was way spicier than this.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really? So, they've been doing this for years?
Yeah.
A couple years.
And you've tried it before?
Oh, yeah. This is the spicy release. So, it's like a spicy pumpkin. And
okay. Well, I mean, I get that heat at the end. Okay, so for somebody that likes Mexican food and Mexican spices and they're confused and they want to be seasonal, then this is for them.
It kind of works.
It works in Mexican cake.
Sure.
This is not Mexican cake.
No.
So is this Mexican pumpkin pie?
Yeah, let's call it
possibly.
That.
Okay. Sure.
I still don't change my opinion of it.
Spicy.
Agreed.
Well, I mean, but
the rich Mexican cooking culinary history of pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Pumpkin pie became popular in the 1800s.
So
that's a fun fact.
Oh, thanks.
In Mexico City?
Little boy Dave.
In Middle America.
Okay.
America.
So, Jay.
Which, of course, there's pretty much only one guess for this one, but
it's beautiful.
This is nice.
Yeah.
This is nice.
This is really good.
Yeah.
I mean, this.
And it's not just because it's compared to everything else that we've had so far.
No, it is complex. The spice is balanced with the stout. The stout has its own character shining through. Yeah. It's got a dryness to it. Yeah.
Soothing to me right now.
Very soothing. But soothing on many levels, you know, because, okay, this is when pumpkin is done right, because it's a stout, which we can all agree because of the dark color. And they make a good stout to begin with.
Yeah, the 1040 is always really good.
Yeah. Okay, we're rating this one a 5.
Yeah.
Heck yes, bud.
Now, for those of you that are trying to catch up, this is the High Wire Spice Walla Pumpkin Latte 10W40.
Spice Walla is a brand of spices.
Reading that beer name, I did not have high expectations. Like, I mean, High Wire's good. 10W40 is good series.
Most of their one-off stuff is pretty good. They do a good job.
8% ABV, so it's reasonable. It's not like over crazy.
Yeah, they do some really interesting one-offs, and usually they nail them.
Good for them.
Yeah, well, nicely done, High Wire.
Don't know if I'd ever order it because there's so many other things you do that I like better, but this is good.
But fine, they can go there.
Yeah,
I mean, they can get in the conversation, and actually, they're doing
better. Hey, let's jump into K and see what that one is.
K is light,
nice and light colored.
Oh boy,
remember the second face I made?
What was this?
This tastes like somebody poured Sprite into vomit and...
Oh my gosh.
There is a spritiness to it.
Like super crisp.
I was serious about the Sprite. Like yeah, it tastes like Sprite.
You're not wrong.
Ooh.
I couldn't put my finger on it.
I have no idea what.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like Diet Sprite. It's got
Starry.
Fake. Yeah, fake sweetness.
Did you sneak
to it.
Something else into this?
This is
flight or something?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I did. No, I did not.
Yeah.
This is
Trailer Park Sangria.
Yeah. You know, I think Reverend Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not
I'm
a fan.
I'm trying to think of which one this could be.
Hope, yeah, it's not, hope it's not from a friend.
Okay, we're going to rate this a one.
Yeah, I really hope it's not.
No, this is right, not from a friend. Holy mother.
Because he'd be dead to us if it was?
Yeah. No, this is 4.4% ABV, and this comes from Boston.
No. Okay.
And they make a ton of this. Good Lord.
Yeah, not surprised. That's pretty pathetic, Sam.
And you know what? I mean... Sadly, on Untappd, people are rating this a 3.5. Well, what is wrong with them?
Because they're all from Boston.
That should tell you a lot about Untappd.
Hey, I'm legit in my Untappd when I do my Untappd. I mean, I may be colorful in my words, but... Well,
and your vote counts just as much as the guy who is from Boston.
Who rated that a 4, yeah. Boston.
Okay, moving on to L.
This tastes like graham crackers and...
Hatred?
Yes.
Oh, L. Sweet. Very light in color.
Graham crackers and hatred. Yes.
Very, that's exactly very light in color.
It's not bad.
I it's mean, not bad. There's a little something in the finish, but.
Well, there's a spice that's kind of funky.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it's not ginger.
There's something that makes it last longer than I want it to.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
Well, not and, a it's clean the, and it's the spices. It you know, lingers. The spices are there and they linger. Yeah.
What's yeah. I'm going
but this is this is better than some.
Oh, it's
this
better
is a
than
2.
Sam Adams.
Well, better than yeah. half the ones we've had, just about.
Yeah, so this is a Southern Tier, and this is the Pumpkin.
Really?
Dang, man.
I thought this was a lot like sickly sweeter the last
that's
time I had
really
it.
That's really fallen off.
Well.
From where I remember it, you know, 6-7 years ago.
8.6. Just felt like
no
it was higher.
There's no way that's 8.6.
That's what it says. Imperial Pumpkin.
Liars.
Yeah, that was, that's not what I remember.
This is more like the Pum Queen.
This is why I'm a Team Warlock.
Yep, from Warlock the Southern, all the way.
Yeah.
Okay, but, right.
Warlock
I mean, and,
for
and,
life.
And here's the thing is that maybe they're, this tastes really vanilla to me. You know, and maybe mm-hmm. there was just a little heavy handedness in it. Or
a lot.
Oh.
Or a lot. But the thing is, you don't, like, any vegetable, fruit, etc. that you put into a beer, you're taking a chance on what it's going to
be. Did you know that
like.
Pumpkins are technically fruits?
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
See, of course he knew it.
Did not know that. Okay.
So M is going to make you miss the Pumpkin.
Okay.
You're going to think longingly about Pumpkin
okay,
for a minute.
M has a redness that's a little uncanny to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of like almost like a garnet.
It's a bit off-putting.
Beautiful
red.
Color.
And I'm a January girl, so I should be excited, but...
Expecting that from a pumpkin beer. Pumpkin,
okay.
Killian's
ooh,
pumpkin.
Yeah, just too much spice. Overdone.
Well, and
this
got
is
that,
another...
It's got the soup can taste.
Ooh. For those girls listening out here that are of my age bracket, you know, back in the day when your mother used to put potpourri on the... stovetop and let it simmer.
Oh,
wait, we do that.
This isn't that bad. This is not that bad. There's too much spice there, but there's enough sweetness there to back it up.
Like, this is not that bad, says the guy who liked Sierra Nevada Pale Ale after a year in the closet.
Yeah. So, you're never living that one down.
It was delicious. It just got skunkier.
It holds up.
Even more West Coast.
What would you guys rate M?
2. Okay, this is 2, and this is sad for me because I don't remember this being this way. This is Schlafly.
Oh, yeah. See, I can't trust anything from Schlafly in the last few
just,
years.
I feel like a lot of breweries hurts. Have just changed over time. So what we're seeing from Southern Tier and Schlafly and a few others that we've had for a while, it's just...
I think they're just
those recipes have been tweaked and
they're
changed.
They're just phoning it in at this point, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Well, you release it earlier and earlier so that people drink it before they get tired of it.
Maybe, no, or if it's the first one that you're tasting, you think, oh, this is good, and then you set like the... Right. Okay.
Now, this one's not bad.
Okay, let's go to N.
Yeah.
N is darker. Well, in a little darker, but still in that garment-y range.
In for not bad.
Okay, first of all, I like the crispness on this.
Yeah.
This is, I don't know that I would... If you didn't tell me, if this wasn't on a pumpkin beer episode, I don't know that I would call it a pumpkin beer, but
it's very faint. It's very subtle.
I think I know what this one is because it's,
it's not bad.
It is very faint. I think the base beer on this is good.
I think we're all going to be happy with this one.
I think we are all going to be happy with this.
I would go.
Any ideas?
It's Frog Alley.
Yes, it is Frog Alley.
Good job, Sean.
Good job, Sean.
What are we going to rate the Frog Alley? 4?
Yeah.
4?
I feel good about that.
Yeah.
It's one of the better ones we've had today, that's for sure. Absolutely. Good job, Sean.
Now, I think...
Oh, I think we all know
from when we talked to him...
There's not a lot of pumpkin in it. There's just some spices, but...
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think he said something about, well, we threw the minimum amount of pumpkin that we could to it. You know what? He was smart.
Ooh.
He was really smart.
Well.
Okay. And then there was
one left.
God almighty, I'm not part of this.
Oh my gosh. It's more than just pumpkin spice. It almost tastes like Christmas.
And not in a good way.
No.
This has to be the rogue beer.
This is the rogue because this is the last one left.
That is, wow, that is very heavily spiced.
What happened, rogue? What happened to you? I remember.
Delicate balance of spices, my patukas.
Man.
Ooh.
What is that, clove? I feel like I'm getting just a ton of clove.
Cloven hoofs
made with
devil
whole pumpkins they chop up and roast by hands. I don't know about that.
Roasted children.
It's a great marketing story.
Children
sacrifice something to the devil for this beer.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Rogue, what happened?
This is a. I'm sorry. This has got to be a.
Are we saying that this is a one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think. Kendall
and Drew for being such good sports and drinking 15 mostly horrible pumpkin beers.
Somewhat horrible.
There were a few decent ones.
Take a sip of water.
Before you have this.
This is a special treat.
Okay.
Wash all the pumpkin and the bad feelings away.
Right. And now breathe.
Ooh, that is very, very nice. That's a beer.
That is beer-flavored beer.
Absolutely.
So, he's called Trusty. Trusty is a blonde ale from Suarez Family Brewery.
We wanted to give
Trusty
you guys something at the end.
Trusty is a Belgian-inspired blonde. They ferment the beer with a subdued strain of Trappist-style yeast to land subtle spiciness. See, spiciness with spiciness.
Yeah.
Hey. Mm. And citric notes yielding a straightforward and refreshing golden ale.
That's beautiful.
This is 5.8% ABV. So this is your prize for dealing with today. But as we went through all of these and we got all the colors of the rainbow of pumpkin, darker was better.
Right.
Mostly.
Mostly better. And roasted dark chocolatey coffee notes with pumpkin were best.
I think though a general rule is controlled and thoughtfulness always makes better beer.
Yeah. What's the term now we have to go with? Demure and
would you rate the Suarez brother or family beer though, Trusty?
Oh God, it's a 5.
Well, we have to rate it.
Yes.
It's really nice.
I know. Like, could they do any wrong?
I've never seen more
Not
beer
in my
left.
Eyes.
Wow.
Well, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. This I mean, honestly, I think this was fun. I know that your gut may say otherwise and your taste buds may say otherwise, but I think this was a good episode. Good old boy Kendall, thanks so much for being here.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yes! Kinda
had fun.
That's what we strive for here at Sip Suds and Smokes. Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good old boy Drew, thanks so much for being here and sticking it out with us.
He's not speaking to you.
Some of it was good. Some of it was.
Right?
Yeah.
Shocking. And the ending was sweet. Good old boy Dave.
I like this.
I had to get one in.
Wait, is that the first time that we...
Yeah.
So good old boy Mike does approve of pumpkin beers.
Good old boy Mike loves pumpkin and raspberry beers.
Pumpkin.
If someone would make a raspberry pumpkin beer...
Will somebody make that?
He would love that.
That would be awesome. Well, this is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap...
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.